I like to be a friend to everybody, but I don't, this kind of a friend, this is close. Closer than a brother? That's close. Now, I've only got one example of that in my life, and that's my sister. Since I never had a physical brother, flesh and blood, I only got one sister. But let me tell you, that one sister is alive, and that one sister is my pride and joy as a woman, as a sister. I love her, and just like the other day when we were down there in Brownwood at the wedding, we were sitting at the table, and I said, well, sis, I figured you'd come to the wedding, so I wanted to make sure I came. She said, I figured you'd come to the wedding. I didn't come for the wedding. I came to see my brother. You see? I didn't come to the wedding for the wedding. I came to see my brother. See, I don't go home enough to my sister. She's all I got left in the family. I have no other sisters, you know, mom, dad, all of them. Everybody else has already gone home to be with Jesus. She's all I got left, you know, one sister. But I do love her with all my heart. And I will have to say, that sister and myself, again, my sister is 9 years older than me, and my sister and I have never, one time in our entire life, ever had a crossword or a disagreement. Never. I don't know what it is to disagree or have a crossword with my sister. We love each other. We always have loved each other. And I love her forever. What a woman she is. Boy, she's a woman. I mean, she's a woman. She loves me, and I love her. You know? That's the way, isn't that the way brothers and sisters should be? We should not have disagreements. We should not have crosswords with a brother and a sister. But how about a man and a wife? Should it be like that between a man and a wife? Sure. I mean, it ought to even be a deeper, closer relationship between you and your mate than it is between me and my sister. You know, that's why Cheryl and I, we're working diligently to love each other like God says to love each other. Be the kind of mates He wants us to be. Now then, I want to go to one, since we're just out of time, I'll skip a few of my verses here. I'm going to go to James 2, verses 1 through 13. And I want to show you that if we don't do what God tells us, if we see some of these things about not dealing with the poor and treating people with respect, how these kind of things, it makes God unhappy, and how that if we do things to the poor we're not supposed to, or we laugh at the poor, how it will bring punishment upon us. I want us to see in James 1 and 2, James chapter 2, I'll get it right in a minute, yeah, verses 1 through 13. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. In other words, you cannot show respect of persons. Now, a lot of people say, well, I like this one because she's this way. Or, I like this one, I show respect here. You know, I mean, I don't mind standing and talking to this one because she doesn't do this, or he, or whatever. Hey, you're showing respect to persons. You know, people do that. But we're not to have respect to persons. For he gives us an example then. He says, you're not to have any respect to person as a Christian. You're to treat everybody exactly the same. Everybody. Now then, let's see what he says there. For if he gives us an example, for if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there comes also a poor man in vile raiment. Okay, so we got Bill comes in with his diamond rings. You ain't got a single ring on today, Bill. Can't say nothing here. Comes home with all these diamond rings, his diamond necklace, and his $5,000 suit. Can't even say it. You know, little old dinky. Got his wristwatches that cost $20,000? A Rolex. Got his Rolex on you. Got his arm pulled back where everybody can see it, you know. You got his Rolex on. You know. Somebody looks over there and says, wow, look at what he's got. And then another guy comes in, you know, that's got on a $50 suit or one that's been handed down, you know, or whatever, you know. And maybe he's not real clean. He ain't got no gold on. He got no money. And you say, well, let me go over here. Come over here, Bill. Let me set you right here on the front row. And then this old guy that's got the, let me set you back yonder in the back out of the way where I can't see you. Let's see what the Scripture says about this. And if you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit under my footstool, are you not then partial in yourselves, and you are become judges of evil thoughts? You have just become a judge with evil thoughts. Okay, next couple of verses. Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppose you and draw you before the judgment? Now you despise the poor? You're in trouble. Go ahead. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which you are called, saints? If you fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture. Now, if there's a royal law, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In other words, we ever heard that somebody say, do unto others? Amen. That's what we've heard that, haven't we? Amen. That's what we should do. He says, but you shall love thy neighbor as thyself. If you keep this royal law, what does the Scripture say you do? You do well. But what if you don't do that? Do you know anybody who's ever missed that mark? Yes. Okay, let's go to the next verse. See what it says. But if you have respect to persons, you're guilty of sin. And you are convinced of the law as a transgressor. Well, I thought I wasn't under the law as a Christian. I am not under the law until I fall from the royal law of love. When I fall from the royal law of love, I fall back under the law, and now the law is going to judge me. Now then, you commit sin, and you're convinced of the law as a transgressor. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of breaking it all. So let's see what some of those are in the next couple of verses. For he that said, do not commit adultery. Have you ever committed adultery? Some of you say, no, wouldn't think about that. Okay. Did he also say, do not kill? Have you killed anybody lately? Have you had a bad, angry thought against someone? Do you know if you had a bad, evil thought and got angry with someone, you're guilty of murder? Ooh. Do not kill. Well, I never kill nobody. Well, that all depends on who you're talking to. Whether it's God, God may say, oh, you've killed a lot of them in your life. Now, some people that would say, I never killed nobody. I never committed adultery. I've been a good boy. And yet they're the most wicked talker about people. Oh, you get them by themselves and they'll read you the riot act about everybody. You know people like that? Christian, I do. Now, if they commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you are become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that should be judged by the law of liberty. Next couple of verses. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that has shown no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. Now then, the next couple of verses. In fact, I've done everything I wanted to do there. Let's see what those next two verses say. But what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and we'll read the rest of that anyway. What happened there? We missed the bottom part of that or something. I don't know what happened there, but Anyway, there was something, yeah, verse 16. See what, oh, there's 16 on it. And one of you say, depart in peace, be warm, filled, and always give not these things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit you? Okay. The thing about it is, and back up there in verse 11, 12, 13, if we are guilty of anything that steps out of that love walk, are we guilty of sin? Are we? Yes, you are. If you step outside of the love walk of God, the royal law of love, you may not have ever committed adultery, or you may have committed adultery 50 times in your life. Who knows? I ain't never seen a man in my life that's not guilty of adultery under the new covenant. Never. I ain't never seen one. Somebody said, I ain't never went to bed with another woman besides my wife. You show me a young man. You show me a young man that hadn't looked at a girl when he was a young man and hadn't thought about going to bed with her, and I'll tell you, I'll show you a guy's dead. There's only three things teenage boys got on their mind. Sex, sex, and sex. But if a teenage boy is led by the Spirit of God, he can control those things. You know that? But if he ain't led by the Spirit, I'm going to guarantee you, he didn't control those things, and that boy is guilty of adultery. And you know, most young boys, before they get married, is guilty of adultery. Many times, although they may have been a virgin when they got married, it's in their mind, in their heart, where they've been guilty of it. If they're guilty of it like that, then they're guilty of sin. So how much of the law are they guilty of breaking? All of it. All of it. So you're guilty of murder. You're guilty of adultery. You're guilty of everything. So is there any of us got by without being guilty of sin? No, absolutely not. Not. Every one of us. So now then, when we come to this point, you know, if it's that easy to open the door to the devil, just to be upset with the poor, you know, or make, you know, be happy over somebody else's problem, and you're going to be judged. Well, what I'm trying to get across to myself and to everyone else, we got to walk in that royal law of love if we're going to walk in divine health. Do you want to walk in health? I do. Well, let me tell you, you can't do it without walking the royal law of love. If you're a man, you got to love your wife. If you're a wife, you got to submit to that husband. I mean, you got to submit to him in everything. You got to be a wife if you want to walk in divine health.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.